Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The evacuation of people from the Syrian city of Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands of people trapped. Blasts were heard today near the convoys moving people out of the city. Several thousand have already been evacuated. Humanitarian groups say the full evacuation of civilians and rebels and their families could take days if it is restored. Government forces backed by Russian airstrikes took nearly all remaining parts of eastern Aleppo this week. Saladin Sahok reports.
Video footage from eastern Aleppo shows ambulances and buses arriving in a neighborhood captured by the government, where hundreds of people waited to be transported to another rebel-held area. The United Nations Humanitarian Advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, said the sick, the wounded and children were the first to be evacuated.
700,000 people in 15 besieged areas beyond east Aleppo, and they are a symbol of this lack of presence, lack of protection.
The United States and others have condemned Russia for aiding the massacre of civilians by the Syrian army. Moscow got involved in the Syrian conflict under the pretext that it would fight Islamic State, but has in fact provided military support to Damascus. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria. Baru Naim reportedly directs IS attacks in Indonesia through the Telegram app that's favored by the Islamic State. European Union leaders agreeing to extend sanctions on Russia another 6 months, those in response to the Russian activities in Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour Thursday to states that helped him clinch the presidential election and used the occasion to slam President Obama's top spokesman. At a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Trump criticized Josh Earnest, who has been skeptical about some of Trump's positions in his daily briefings. Trump called him a foolish guy. Also here in Washington, President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. The U.S. Intelligence Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to potentially leak embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Peter King is a member of Mr. Trump's Republican Party and serves on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. He takes issue with the CIA conclusions about a possible Russia hacking.
People in the intelligence community using disinformation tactics against the President-elect of the United States, and that is just disgraceful. And the fact that they wouldn't even show up today for an Intelligence Committee briefing to tell us who was saying these things and who's not is disgraceful.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election toward him. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended 2 days of talks without any significant breakthrough today on a major issue that divides them, a territorial dispute that dates back to World War II. Two leaders have been unable to agree on a peace treaty because of the ongoing dispute over ownership of islands in the Western Pacific that were seized by Soviet forces at the end of the war, forcing some 17,000 Japanese residents to flee. Abe also appealed to Putin to expand the two nations' economic ties and contribute to the stability of the Asia-Pacific region. Prime Minister Abe said, "What we hope for is to achieve a relationship where Japan and Russia can develop together based on the principle of benefiting each other." The Russian Direct Investment Fund and the Japanese Bank for International Cooperation have signed what's known as a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a $1 billion investment fund to promote economic cooperation between the two countries. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.